Our show about big plans and event art, as Bill was just saying, was inspired by a huge undertaking that comes to fruition in New York City this weekend. It's called The Gates, by the artists who go by Christo and Jean-Claude. What this married team does, crudely put, is to wrap things in fabric. Big things, like a bridge over the Seine in Paris, or several small islands off Florida that they surrounded with miles of hot pink synthetic, and the Reichstag in Berlin, the old German parliament building, which they draped a decade ago. The Gates, which is the project in New York Central Park, has been 26 years in the making. Sarah Lilly found that the artists don't begrudge the bureaucratic hurdles they faced. They relish them.
Hearing the artists Christo and Jean-Claude talk about their upcoming New York City project, The Gates, you get pretty much bowled over by two things: the force of their personalities, and then just the sheer numbers.
1 million square feet of fabric to be sewn on these 7,500 panels.
We have rented a 25,000 square feet assembly plant where they are putting all those elements together. We had to buy 5,000 tons of steel and 60 miles of vinyl poles and 165,000 bolts and self-locking nuts. That's a lot of nuts and bolts.
My name is Susan Silas. I'm one of the zone supervisors working on installing the Christo work. And at present, what we're doing is putting all of the bases, their steel bases, down on all of the 23 miles of walkway in the park. The bases are very heavy. They're four sizes, and they range from about 600 to 800 pounds, depending on the width of the gate and thus how much weight they have to hold.
If the preposterous amount of materials causes the mind to reel, the visual effect of the gates is sure to hypnotize. Visitors to the park will be able to pass beneath a series of rectangular pole arches. Shaped like giant unused staples, the gates are each 16 feet tall, and they're draped with flowing saffron-colored flags.
When the sun will be in back, the fabric will appear to be gold and yellow. But when the sun is in front, or when the fabric is wet, either by rain or maybe a little bit of snow would be beautiful, then it becomes very deep red. Not two fabric panels moves in the same way, because the movement and the flow of air moving one fabric panel interferes on the next one, who moves differently. So it'll be an absolute orgy of voluptuous, roundish movements.
You know, all our project is about beauty, you know. It's very involving the proportion, color, movements, dynamics. They're nothing make-believe in our project. It's all real. There's no virtual reality. There's real joy, real angst and frustration and real cold and wind and hot and sun.
From just about any angle, when you think about what it takes to achieve these works, you have to admit that Christo and Jean-Claude's force of will is pretty unignorable.
To have a good idea, it's very easy. Any idiot can have it. What is hard is to do it.
This is especially true when you consider the fact that the artists take no sponsors. They raise all the required monies mainly through selling Christo's preparatory drawings and artwork in advance. The Gates project has cost them over $20 million.
But we are not crazy. We are very much like parents, a father and a mother, who indeed spend a lot of time, love, energy, and money bringing up their children, and they don't get money back. They get something much more precious than money back, and it's the same with us.
If the Gates were actually a child of Christo and Jean-Claude, it would be long out of college by now. The concept was born in 1979. It's taken 26 years to realize. In light of the fact that the artists so clearly value the freedom granted by self-funding, it's ironic that so many of their ideas for pieces require the permission of various institutions or government agencies. After more than 20 years of being rejected by the Parks Department to do the gates, there was a lot of back and forthing. Compromises were made in the scope of the work and the manner of its installation. And then the artists finally struck gold when Michael Bloomberg was elected mayor of New York City. He's an avid collector and art lover.
This is one of the great things that has happened to this city in a long time because it is great economically, and I also think it will be a great piece of art.
This was a nice stroke of luck, to be sure. But Christo still relishes the challenge of staring down the phalanx of human bureaucracies as he proposes a huge public project having nothing to do with anything rational. And you've got to hand it to him, there is something really winning about the notion of sending beauty into battle against red tape.
Because that creates dynamics of some people against, some people for, but also create the energy and the project develop his own identity to the permitting process.
Sometimes it's just plain bizarre. Christo tells me that when he and Jean-Claude first proposed wrapping the Reichstag in Berlin, to approve this, the government actually required a debate in the Parliament of Germany.
And after 70 minutes debate, televised to all Europe, this is the first time in the history of art, the work of art was decided by roll call vote in the Parliament of the nation.
I suggested to the artists that they must have a real gift for problem solving.
But remember, in our entire life, we have created only 18 projects, and 38 we have failed. We never got the permit. We were not very good at solving those 38 problems.
It's a matter of luck, of circumstance, of many, many things. Each project developed his own story.
When people ask us, how can you be so patient? We always answer, it is not a matter of patience, it is a matter of passion. And our life has proven that time is on the side of the artist.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.